Atamaria, welcome back to the show, and I'm very excited to have in the studio with me right now, Deep Water Creek.
Wee!
Welcome, welcome.
Hi, welcome, thank you for having me.
And to our observant listeners, they'll know that you've had Bucket Spider added to the playlist this week. Congratulations.
Twice.
Yes, no, that was my mistake.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
That was my typo. But yeah, hey, take that. You know, twice.
Yeah. Twice, cool. two times the spins or whatever.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. Double the likelihood of being played.
Like, yeah, cool, exactly.
Great. So, first of all, congratulations. It's a great song.
Thank you.
Where did the inspiration from it come from?
So recording an album with Ben Edwards, over in Littleton. Mm-hmm. And, so there was a bucket outside the studio full of water and there was an actual spider in there, and I'm real scared of spiders.
So I
have like a sixth sense for spiders, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I get that.
I don't know. Like, I came into a room once and my mum was sleeping in the day bed, and she's like, turn on the light, turn on the light. And I was like, what's wrong? Turn on the light. And there's big white-tailed spider on the roof, and she was fast asleep. But anyway, so there's a big bucket of water with a spider in it, and I was like, oh, must be dead. And, you know, the guys at the studio were like, no, they live in the port, it'll be alive. And so every day I'd go past and I'd give it a wee kick to make sure it wasn't alive, and because I couldn't, you know, leave it in there if it was alive. I'm not cruel, you know. And, and anyway, on the third or fourth day, I actually dropped a little stone in there and it moved. So it had been in this water for so long.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, I have to save it. And so I started pouring it out. And it came rushing out with all the water against the rocks and smashed and died.
Oh.
And so it was just that kind of thing of, like, you know, the irony of trying to save something and actually doing worse.
Killing it.
So it's,
All kind of been there. We all make things a little worse
sometimes. You try and do good, eh? And then you're, like, actually doing worse,
Does inspiration for music, like, come from random moments like that a lot for you? Or?
Well, I can. I was talking about it earlier with another guy. Not all the songs are like that. So a lot of them are kind of stream of consciousness. And, I mean, even Bucket Spider has things, you know, about myself or, you know, my relationships in it, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I'm a musician, you know. I don't have a lot of... it has to be about relationships. No, but, so not all of them, really. Sometimes I can watch something on TV or, like, you know, and it can affect me, and then that'll influence the songwriting. Mm, but, it's not usually observational like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, That leads on to a good point, because this song is part of an upcoming album, I believe.
It is. Yeah. So
have you finished that album now?
Yeah, album's all done. So I've got, like, I think it's 9 tracks.
Oh, yeah.
And that was all recorded with Loho Studios. So Adam Hogan and Josh Logan. Yeah, I've got their names right. So yeah. Loho. So that was really great, and it was recorded with Thomas Isbister Jonty O'Connor.
Nice.
So yeah, among, you know, some other musicians as well, but they were the core, Thomas and Jonty, and we just, you know, got in the studio for a few days and banged out an album, yeah.
Cool.
Acoustic bass, acoustic guitar, drums, and then overdubs over that, so yeah, it's
so
really cool.
When does that come out?
That'll probably be March.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking March the 10th, I think.
All right, exciting.
And then we'll do a national tour, and yeah, that'll be fun. So yeah.
So is Bucket Spider, like, a good representation of that album, or are we going to find, you know, there's a bit more sound?
Yeah, there's more. Yeah, there's definitely more to it than that.
Mm,
there's some, you know, there's something for everybody, really.
Cool.
It's kind of, there's some more beer moments. There's some cinematic stuff. Then there's some really kind of moody stuff. And then there's, some kind of, like, crazy fast stuff as well. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is cool. Yeah. It's not really rocky. So there's nothing really rocky or anything, you know, crazy. But, yeah, there's definitely some turns there. Yeah.
That's some good variation for sort of 9 songs.
Definitely. Well, they've been, you know, they're kind of like an amalgamation of all these songs I've written over, you know, some of them are new, some of them are old,
and
never got round to. So, yeah. It's been fun. The capture was great. The studio was really magic. You know, great sessions here.
So was it kind of an eye-opening experience for you?
In the studio?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was different in the way, because we recorded it pretty live.
Yeah, right.
Just the three of us. I was in the isolation, but I could kind of see Thomas. But then Thomas was in a bit of isolation as well, and Jonty was there, like, in terms of, like, the sound being isolated,
yeah.
You know. And the whole time we're just like, you know, which is different for me, you know. So, yeah, it was crazy, yeah. It was good.
So
you couldn't get more laid back. If you got more laid back, you'd be lying down. Yeah, yeah. It'd be like, yeah.
There wouldn't be an album.
Yeah.
So do you like experimenting with sound, or are you kind of... Do you sort of have your brand and you stick to it type thing?
It's just, I mean, Thomas produced the album, you know, with help from Josh as well. But, yeah, it just, I mean, I write the songs and then, yeah, I'm kind of happy for people to put their ideas in there and be like, hey, this is going to work, you know, when it comes to overdubs and that.
Yeah, cool.
The core of it was all there, so... Yeah, it was, you know, I knew when we recorded it that we had something really special.
Yeah.
And so everything on top was just, yeah, either it's going to add or detract. So, yeah, I can kind of tell what I don't want. Like, if I think that something's too wacky, like,
yeah,
I'm still considering, because we're still doing a bit of mixing and stuff, so I'm still considering whether the vacuum cleaner stays on there. So,
will we be able to see another single from the album?
Yeah, I'm thinking about a couple more, but they'll probably be next year.
All right.
Yeah, because, I mean, this year's already shot.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be next year before we know it. Really.
Exactly, yeah, this year's shot. Yeah,
it's gone far, far too quickly.
Crazy, yeah. Still processing, yeah, like, you know those memes? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
And we may as well play it right now. Here is Bucket Spider.
Before we go, on Sunday, I'm playing a show.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Yes, where?
Space Academy. So I'm playing on Sunday, Space Academy, and Coyote's opening, which is Holly Aerosmith, Amiria Grinnell.
Oh, yes.
I've got Jonty and Thomas will be there in the band, as well as Hannah Everingham and Simon Gregory.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, cool. it'll be a sweet show.
A stacked lineup.
Yeah, it will be real cool. Tickets are on Under the Radar, so you can check that out on Instagram or whatever, Under the Radar. So, yeah, that'll be a banging show this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Long weekend this Sunday.
At Space Academy.
Space Academy.
Okay. Be there or be square.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Anyway, here is Bucket Spider, new to the playlist this week by Deep Water Creek. Enjoy.
Trees, get me out of the water, please. Will I hurt my head?